Silent Journey, a novel by Carl Watson, narrated by Mark Sanderlin. Chapter 1, Kansas. Scott Schroeder yanked a can out of the drink machine in front of the gas station. As he fumbled with his change from the slot, a coin fell out of his hand and rolled out into the drive. He stepped to it and bent over to pick it up. A sudden bump from behind sent him sprawling. Startled but unhurt, he sat up as a large man jumped out of the cab of his truck and trudged toward him.
"You all right?"
asked the man, puffing from the exertion. Scott chastised himself as he thought about his carelessness. Of all the stupid things to do, this was one of the worst. Seeing the kid was fine, the concern on the man's face morphed into anger.
"You idiot! You stepped out right in front of my truck!"
Scott's dad ran over from the gas pump where he had been fueling their car, crouched next to Scott, grabbed him by the shoulders, and stared into his face.
"You okay?"
As Scott signed okay, he felt his face turning red. He wished he was an ant and could disappear down a crack in the pavement, that this whole scene had never happened. Glancing back, his dad gave the driver a furious once-over, shouting,
"He's deaf, man. He couldn't hear you."
The driver's mouth dropped open.
"How would I know that?"
he yelled.
"That boy's gotta watch what he's doing."
Pivoting on his heel, the man pounded the pavement all the way to his truck. Incensed, Charles Schroeder stood up as if he intended to lunge after him. Scott had understood the exchange by reading their lips. Pushing himself up, he grabbed his dad's arm, then, touching the tips of his hands to his own shoulders, whispered,
"My fault."
His dad exhaled as he peered into Scott's eyes.
"He is right, you know. You have to be more careful."
Scott signed an S for yes without looking up. He usually was careful, knowing he had to use his eyes to compensate for his deafness, but he had messed up. Silently, he vowed it would never happen again. He scooped the scattered coins and slid them in his pocket, picked up his drink, and followed his dad into the gas station to buy a couple of snacks. As the attendant greeted them, Scott acknowledged him by lifting his hand in a slight wave. The office smelled greasy, and the employee looked like he had been spending the morning under the hood of a car. Beyond the windows, the highway seemed to go on forever. Not wanting to meet the attendant's stare, he thought about the accident that had caused his deafness. He didn't remember much, just flames, heat, shadows, and loneliness. But that was 7 years ago when he was six. Since then, Scott had endured a world of silence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?